How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to the Workout Gamer Cast. I am the Workout Gamer. Let's go ahead and talk about a few things because we got quite the show today. First, we're going to talk about Trials of Mana, the SNES port, not the new HD remake. This one you can get in the Collection of Mana video game, where you not only get Final Fantasy Adventure, Secret of Mana, but you also get Trials of Mana, the SNES version, which is available on Switch and also, believe, on PlayStation as well. We're going to talk about that today. I recently finished it. And we're going to talk about home workout videos. You know, we've had workout videos, DVDs, YouTube workout videos. We're going to kind of dive into that world and kind of discuss which one's appropriate for you. Are they good? Are they bad? The pros and cons of this world. And if you like everything you hear today, go ahead and follow me on YouTube at the Workout Gamer. I believe it's the Workout Gamer 1. I have to recheck that. I'm on TikTok at the Workout Gamer. I'm also on Instagram at the Workout Gamer, and I'm on Twitch. I'm going to be building a computer soon, so I can start live streaming. I'm at Twitch/Workout Gamer. It's been a while since I've been on there, but now that I'm going to get some equipment to help me out. Cool, we're gonna be going very soon. All right, so let's go ahead and start with the Trials of Mana. This is the third game. I don't know the Japanese name for it. This is the sequel to Secret of Mana, and this game was never released in America until of recent. I think this year, or last year, with the collection, Mana Collection, and the Trials of Mana was also remade into HD remake. That's available on Switch and PlayStation. So, for some of you who've heard about my last encounter with Secret of Mana, I was okay with it. I wasn't the biggest fan. It was like a 6, 7 out of 10. But if you've played the Trials of Mana is far superior than Secret of Mana. It is a shame this never came out in America during the time. Now, I'm not sure what year it came out, but I'm pretty sure it's probably when the PlayStation was on the rise, the N64. It was probably on the later end. But wow, this game was amazing. And I think this is like one of the first positive reviews I've given a game on my podcast. The premise is there's 6 different characters, and there's at least 3 different storylines, or like main bad guy storylines, and 6 different stories you can go through. You essentially have the base premise of, all right, you're going to go through these different levels, but you have these reasons and this adversary to do so. Some uniqueness within each playthrough. There's a lot of customization, and there's a lot of different classes you can play. I rolled the dice, kind of see which character I was going to play. Sure enough, I rolled on the fighter. It's funny, I rolled on nothing but fighters, so I rarely got to use magic. Got to use magic a little bit. And there was the fighter, Durin. You start off in the tournament, the Crimson Wizard comes in, and he causes havoc in hell. And your job's to not come back to your village until you can stop him and bring back honor, which is funny because you could visit the village again. This game is ambitious. Octopath Traveler, which is a more recent game, had like 8 different characters and 8 different stories. This did that way before Octopath did. And sure, I looked it up and everything because there's no guide to how to play this game. So it's kind of, good luck, here's the best we could find online, unless you play, because like a lot of the stuff, like walkthrough stuff, it's based off the new remake. It's very hard to find the SNES version for like a walkthrough, or like, what are the stats, what are this, what are that. So you're kind of going into this game blind, which is very interesting, very cool, because it's a relatively undiscovered game. I'm sure it has its following because of all the Mana Collection and whatnot, but it's really, it's a game that, like, Like, if Final Fantasy had a game that no one's ever played, like, oh, by the way, this is the true Final Fantasy whatever. Whoa, we never heard of this one. Well, you kind of have something to expect. The story is a lot more engaging than Secret of Mana, and I'm gonna be comparing Secret of Mana and Trials of Mana, just because I love this game way more. I feel Secret of Mana was more simplistic, where like, okay, you have the fighter, you have the spellcaster, you have the healer. Their story kind of matters. Here you go. In this one, each character, depending on who's on your team and depending who you face and whatnot, they get special dialogue. I had Kevin, the grappler, who at one boss, he had his own little cinematic, like, oh, what's this? And then there's also, oh, you actually have Race, the queen, who is undercover trying to reclaim her kingdom and stuff like that. And yeah, a total of six characters, and each time you play, I can see, like, more replay value. Like, ooh, I chose these three. And, like, I can see myself replaying this game. The battle is way more engaging when you fight. Because in the other one, you have to wait, like, you know, like, wait till 100% goes all the way up so you can attack again. This one, oh, it's a free-for-all. That your AI companions are a lot smarter. It's easier to set them up where, like, okay, attack whoever the closest to you, or I want you to back up this person whenever you're in the fight. When I'm not controlling you, this is who you are going to help. And that's so great. That's so, like, because in the other game, if you're not within a certain range, depending on how you set it up, you're, in Secret of Mana, yeah, your characters are just stand there, do nothing. I've had experiences with that in this one. Not as much, though. I mean, it's like, oh, well, if I just attack first, oh, okay, it sets them off and they begin fighting. And, yeah, the AI is going to be a lot better at fighting than you are, because there are times where I was just like, oh, am I hitting? Nope. Are my companions hitting? Yep, cool. I'm not completely screwed here. The menus are better dealt with, and that's a godsend. Secret of Mana, you know, you had to go press a menu, then I have to circle through to find what I'm looking for. Oh, I have to tag on equipment to find the equipment, and, you know, it's a bit of a jumble and a mess. There's two, in Trials of Mana, there's two menu buttons. One, kind of like the overall, like, okay, the, like, equip your characters, what spells, their attributes, and all that stuff. And then there's also your items slash magic, which doesn't necessarily slow the game as much. I mean, you still gotta throw up a menu. But it makes it a lot easier. Like, cool, I don't have to cycle through so many just to find a healing item or where my magic is. And you can make it easier by, like, okay, it highlights who's on the menu, so, oh, okay, I need this person to cast this healing, I need this person to just continue. It makes it so much, it flows so well, it's phenomenal. The game took me about 20 hours to beat, and one of the greatest things is the classes. The fighter, you start as a fighter, and then you have your options. You can either go light or dark. And they'll kind of determine what abilities and what you have. So the first, the tier 2 class I chose, I went the light route. I think it was the paladin. And I was able to heal, because I didn't have any healers, which a little bit, a little difficult. And then after that, you have to farm for certain items just to get the final tier. Like, okay, I farmed enough, and I got the item, cool. They get the final class, which gives you a little bit more abilities. And the cool thing is you also have a special. You have this little special meter, that you could build up through attacks, taking damage, and it unleashes, like, a super move. When you first start out, it's like a heavy hit. The second one, you get a little cinematic, and the third one does, like uber damage or whatnot, and it's super cool. And again, I'm just flabbergasted that this game never made it. Not sure how well Seigen mana was kind of how well it did in America, because a lot of people talk about, yeah, oh, Seigen mana, I love it. Play Trials of Mana. It's far better. And I'm going to take my time. Like, if I ever go back to it, I'll probably play some different characters. So a lot of the good things, I talked a lot about the good things. Some of the bad things I would say is the grinding to find the seeds to get you the last class, because it gets to a point where you have to go on like the grind forever. And the drops aren't the greatest. Like, oh, I found the seed. Crap, it's not the one I need. And then not only that, you have to take those seeds, you have to go plant them and grow them. It only takes like a few seconds, but it's like, nope, none of these characters can benefit it. Nope. And try again. I mean, every RPG has some kind of grinding thing, but when you want to finish the game, it's like, come on. Traveling the overworld is a lot better, especially because when you get to fly, it actually tells you what village this is, where you are. It makes it a lot easier. I'm always a thing with old RPGs, and why doesn't it give me a functional map? I just want to know where I am. This one is less of a headache than Secret of Mana, because Secret of Mana's map is just complete garbage. While this one, yeah, you're flying around. Oh, here's the capital I need to go to. Here's where this item is. I need to go here. Traveling around the world is so much easier, so more simplistic. And yeah, you can find this game. And the one big thing that I know that's a big difference between the HD remake and this is there's like additional episodes. Like, an additional thing afterwards where you can get a tier 4 class thing. I don't know too much about it, so I can't really speak on it. But, yeah. Very easy to pick up game. There is some legit challenge to it, too, and it is a lot of fun. The story is a little bit more engaging versus the Secret of Mana. And, you know, there is different storylines. So, the replay value is so much... is so great here. You know, a lot of games nowadays, or back then, if you're gonna just replay the same game, it's like, okay, like you go to Final Fantasy, you know, you could change the out how you play. Like, oh, I'm gonna have these characters in here, I'm only gonna have my favorite characters. But in this one, it's like, hey, you have six different stories, whose story do you want to go through? Oh, last time you played as the light paladin. Oh, let's try going dark on this one or that. So, and man, there's so many choices for a game back then. Games today, you know, with RPGs, sometimes they're like 50 to hundreds of hours, and this is like, I don't want to replay this. But this one, it's definitely give it a shot. Trials of Mana, there's the HD version, or you can get Collection of Mana that also gives you the Secret of Mana and also the Final Fantasy Adventures. It's your choice. Give it a shot. It's a lot of fun. It's such a hidden gem that, you know, wasn't released until recent. So give it a shot. A lot of fun. I highly recommend it. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about home workout videos. So when I mean about this, you know, you got your workout DVDs, your workout videotapes, your YouTubers who, or Instagram fitness influencers who post workouts and whatnot. And here's kind of my take on that. So when I, growing up, you know, my aunts had the workout videos. The ones, we had a bunch of them. I'm sure I can still find them if I ever go visit my grandparents' house. But like ones I remember is like Taibo. Like, oh yeah, Taibo, let's go put this in, let's go work out to it. And then eventually down the line we got P90X, and then I had Insanity for a little bit, I lost that one, and then so on, and there's all these different things out there, and eventually, you know, you got some big ones like, oh man, back in the day, Mike Chang with Six Pack Shortcuts. I think that one's still around. And, you know, there's a lot of people online, Instagram people, YouTubers who are putting out a lot of content out there. So, is it good? Is it bad? Should I follow it? What are the pros and cons? For starters, all workout programs are not created equal. And that should be a given. But at the same time, you know, what do the infomercials say? Like, P90X was the biggest one that I remember watching all the time. And I actually like watching infomercials. It's pretty cool. And the biggest thing was, like, you know, follow this workout for 90 days. There's also a meal plan. It was like a meal plan. And do this for 90 days, and you're just going to get shredded and ripped. And they show people, like, yeah, I did this for 90 days. I stuck to it. Here I am. Awesome. That's cool. And, you know, of course, that's going to be enticing. Like, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to buy that. Yeah, let's do it. And then when you do it, holy shit, it's hard. It's not an easy thing. Of course, I'm not expecting it to, but, like the chest, it was like chest and back day. There's like all these different DVDs. Like, all right, let's do chest and back day. All right, you can do all these push-ups, then you can do some pull-ups. All right, you can do these variations of push-ups and back and forth, back and forth. And, okay, cool, I get to rest. What's tomorrow? Plyometrics. Oh, man, what's that? Yoga, that can't be too hard. Like the two-hour yoga, which is super killer. It's, and like, if you happen to make it to the fourth day, and so on and so forth. So, and this goes into like YouTubers who have workout plans that you can buy and everything. Sometimes they're a little too intense for the common person. Because if you think about who's the target audience to buy these, obviously it's the person, the average person, maybe someone, you know, a little overweight, maybe someone who, you know, someone who's obese that doesn't want to go to a gym because, one, they don't know what to do, or two, they may be embarrassed to be at the gym. And, you know, yeah, it's a great cause to look at these, but sometimes you look at some of these workouts and it's like, you expect me to work out for 6 days in a row? I barely made it to the second day. How am I going to do this? It gets a little discouraging, and all of a sudden now you have the CDs, the DVDs, the workout plans kind of just sitting there. And again, it's not because the workouts are bad. It's just sometimes some of the workouts we want to do are just not within our reach. Some of the ones I've been doing recently, I have DDP Yoga 2.0. I am a level 1 DDP Yoga instructor. And for me, you know, it's just one of the things where it's low impact. I have so many injuries. I actually have an injury right now. I have so many injuries that, like, I don't need, like, a jumping, heavy, intensive thing. I actually hate it because I usually I live in an apartment and I can't be bouncing around. My apartment echoes. And for me, I get self-conscious because I'm wondering, can people hear me? Can doing this? And I like working out at home. I like it. And with DDP Yoga, it's cool. It's simple. Just turn on the DVD, just follow along, and everything's kind of smooth sailing from there. And, you know, there's different levels. It has the same thing. When have you work out 4 or 5 times a week? Here's the plan. Here's what you can do. Here's your days off. And it shows you different levels. Like, oh, you intermediate? Do it this many times a week. You advance? Beginner? And that's cool. That's something that's kind of gets underlooked a couple of times. That, like, you know, hey, maybe you need something softer. Maybe see it from this. You'll still get some great results. It's just a different method. I liked P90X. I used to do it all the time. I used to do it every day. But for me now, I know, like, I wouldn't do the plyometrics day just because, you know, I don't want to jump around. My knees, my feet probably just can't take the brunt of it anymore. But it doesn't make it bad. And, you know, I've also bought some people's workout pamphlets, whatever they got, you know, their books and stuff. Some of them are good. I like looking at the what are they called, Buff Dudes. They have a YouTube channel. Their dumbbell workout home plan, solid, perfect, because they have, like, oh, the first 3 weeks, do this one. This one's simple, and then after 3 weeks, we add in another day, and then we change it up. I mean, they also have some where it's like, oh yeah, work out like this 6 times a day, 6 times a week, and it's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. And there's some where it's like, you know, those ripped bodybuilder type people are like, yeah, we do chest Monday, then we do legs this day, then biceps, triceps, and, you know, by the time you reach the end of the week, like, all right, you get one day off, and we do it all again. Wait, what? And honestly, these things can be beneficial, and at the same time, they can be hurtful, because, you know, it can break someone down. Because maybe I can't afford a trainer, but this is the next best thing. And honestly, home workout videos are great. There's also some that are very misleading. Like, you'll see some like, oh, you want to get a nice butt and some nice legs? Do this workout. But then you look at the person who's doing it, they just have really strong legs, really nice butt, but then like no upper body muscles. Vice versa, you'll see these ripped dudes with the chicken legs who are like, yeah, I'm super jacked and everything, but like your legs are like toothpicks, dude. And, you know, and some of those can, like, on YouTube, like, I remember seeing one person, she's great, she's very good in the shape, I'm not gonna mention any names, but, like, one of the things, I'm like, who the fuck is gonna be able to do that workout? Like, on average, I mean, yeah, there's people who are able to do that, I'm like, you, like, jumped, you did, like, 5 burpees and then did, like, a split squat, what the hell? I'm just being exaggerating. Like, there's a target audience for that. Like, oh yeah, this is a killer workout. But I'm like, yeah, that's a killer workout. But at the same time, like, if I was a beginner, this wasn't for me. And ideally, it's very subjective who these workouts are for. And there's some out there where, like, I gotta say this, you cannot spot reduce. So people are like, yeah, if you do this, you'll get if you do all these ab workouts for the next 30 days, you're gonna get a six pack. It's a lot more complicated than that. I mean, it's not just working out the abs, it's working out all the other muscles, your nutrition, your sleep habits, your hydration, and a little bit of genetics that plays along the line too. And some of my favorite YouTube videos, the workout videos to kind of laugh at, is when trainers, and also this is at like gyms too, when trainers try to add quote unquote boxing into their workouts. I am a martial artist. I've done boxing. I've do Muay Thai. I've done MMA for a couple of years, and you know, I know my role when it comes to, all right, we're gonna do some boxing. We're going this slip, but at the whole time when I'm training people, I'm like, no, you need to fix your stance. Do it again. I'm not gonna have you do it for the sake of doing it. That's why I hate those cardio kickboxing classes you see at gyms, because holy shit, it, like, just seeing some of these people punch, it's grotesque. It's like, oh my god, you're gonna pop your shoulder out of your socket. You're gonna hyperextend your elbow. And it's funny when I see trainers, whether on YouTube or in classes, do this, because I'm like, first off, you're not a boxer, or you're not a fighter. Second, you're gonna lead to a lot of people getting hurt. And it, again, you know, and that leads to another thing when it comes to workout videos. You don't have someone to truly guide you through it, because, you know, they might be doing, all right, you can do lunges and then squats. What if you're not doing it correctly? That's kind of a con of workout videos. Sometimes they will explain how to do it, but at the same time, it's like, well, I'm doing it just to keep up with the video. And there's more and more. But in the end, honestly, if you can find stuff that's really good, and, you know, talk to a trainer, talk to people, see if you know, there's all these communities out there. I mean, obviously Beachbody, their Beachbody app, phenomenal. There's also like Facebook communities. I know Nerd Fitness has them as well. And you can kind of see who has a good community, because they'll like talk to each other and like, hey, is there alternatives? Who has trouble with this and all that stuff? And that's where you can get some help. And that's some of the great things you can have with workout at home workout videos, whether you have to pay for something like a DVD set or like it's an online group. You might find some like-minded people and be able to like work it out. Like, hey, I can't do some jumps. What's some alternatives? Oh, great. Here's some right here. And, you know, with all the good and the bads, honestly, it's finding a good one. You know, what if you like martial arts? Sure, I'm sure there's like a boxing one out there. I'm sure there's like a kickboxing one. Please, for the love of God, hopefully they teach you correct form and stance. Maybe you like yoga. I love DDP yoga. I constantly do that, and it's a lot of fun teaching. Or maybe you need something more like, you know what? I want to dance. Maybe I like dancing. Cool. Find dance videos or apps where they can have you dance and work out. The world's your oyster. Do what you can. Find what you love and keep doing it. I mean, there's no correct answer to fitness. Well, scratch that. There's no correct way to, you know, live your life happy if while being healthy. If you love hiking, go hiking. Find hiking groups. If you like dance, if there's no local dance communities you can join, yeah, get a dance DVD set, yoga, weightlifting, you name it. It's all out there. So in the end, I'd say, you know, I'm actually okay with workout at home. Workout videos, just because some of them are really good. Again, just kind of do your research and know who you are. If you feel, oh, that's too hard, you know, look for another thing, look for alternatives. If you feel like, you know, if you can truly commit to not only the workouts but also the meal planning and all that stuff, you're gonna see some results. A lot of good stuff here. Well, that was my time. This has been the Workout Gamer, the Workout Gamer cast. Find me on, I do post this, I do have a Facebook page, the Workout Gamer. My YouTube page, the Workout Gamer 1, that's the number 1. Twitch, Twitch/ Workout Gamer. Instagram and TikTok at the Workout Gamer. Follow along. If you happen to find this on Facebook or Anchor, I think it's on Facebook, would be easier, where you can want to drop down some nerdy or fitness questions, by all means, drop them down. I'll be more than happy to answer them. All right. All of you take care. Thank you for listening. See you all next time.